Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it the day that you have been waiting for? Not just a day to win $1 million. Yeah, that's right. People can sign up to potentially win $1 million in Ohio by getting vaccinated. But this is the day when you actually win the right officially and with the approval of the Centers for Disease Control to go out into the world mask free without that mask, right? And you can do that if you are fully vaccinated. The statement from the director, Dr. Wachelle Walensky of the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, she says, "We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy. Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases, the scientific data on the performance of our vaccines and our understanding of how the virus spreads," Walensky said, "that moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated." Okay, as someone who is fully vaccinated, great, fine, terrific. I think there are some people, just as a sense of social signaling that you care about other people, who will still go out with masks. I mean, I find on cold days, putting a mask on actually can keep your face warm if you're hiking or something like that. But this is really, it's common sense, and it should help a great deal in getting more people vaccinated. Why? Because now there's something in it for them. It means that people can actually benefit from it in terms of the CDC recommendations, which, frankly, I am not sure that many Americans have been paying such close attention to the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs. This is one of those areas where I don't distrust the scientific background of the people who are making policy, but I do distrust their competence, because the messaging on this has been so unclear. And one of the ideas has been that, well, if you still have to wear a mask, then doesn't that indicate you're not very confident about the vaccines? There's every reason to be confident. Cleveland Clinic, which is one of the finest hospitals in the world, not just in the United States, they analyzed the returns for caregivers who have recently tested positive for COVID-19. And 99.7% of the caregivers, yes, that's right, almost 100%, we're not fully vaccinated. And there are all kinds of reasons that people should feel relieved by this, and most of all because it indicates that more people will move forward, will get the vaccine, and will contribute to putting some of the restrictions and dislocations and economic pressures of the pandemic behind us. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. There are battles everywhere. There's actually a letter warning of a civil war. It is signed by literally thousands of active duty military who say they will keep order if there is a civil war. Not here. Not the United States, thank God. But another one of our close allies, and no, it's not Israel either, but in Israel, the war continues with Hamas. And to show part of what Israel is facing in this struggle, I think it's worth going at the very outset to our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
The tweet alert here is for a tweet from Teen Vogue. Now, normally, you wouldn't think you would turn to Teen Vogue. You remember they had that whole controversy with getting one new editor, and then she was replaced because she had sent out tweets before, 10 years before, that were considered to be homophobic. So now they have a new Teen Vogue editor who's as politically correct as can be, and sent out, in the name of the magazine, the following tweet. I'll just read it to you exactly as it appeared on Twitter. The history of police violence enacted on unarmed black and brown citizens by American law enforcement mirrors the history of Israel treating Palestinians as violent insurgents. Can we actually construct any possible way in which this makes any sense at all? They're talking, as rockets are falling, over 1,000 rockets in a single night, last night. And the warfare continues. There was a 5-year-old little boy killed in Israel. And remember Trevor Noah, we talked about it yesterday, compared this to brothers squabbling. He says if your little brother squabbles with you, and even if he kicks you in the beep, you don't hit him back. What exactly is Israel supposed to do, treating Palestinians as violent insurgents? Well, they're not violent insurgents, and they're not citizens. In other words, the citizens of the Palestinian Authority, who vote in their elections, when they have elections — they haven't had elections in 15 years, but you can leave that aside. But the Palestinian Authority is supposed to be a proto-state, a separate state on the way. That was the reason it was set up. And the idea that this is similar to police violence enacted on unarmed black and brown citizens by American law enforcement, this is so ignorant. This is so unbelievably ignorant. Over 90% of the violence that has been suffered by people in contacts with police has involved people who are armed. And in what sense is a terror group, a terror organization like Hamas, that is capable of sending out — it's now a total of over 2,000 rockets, and some people are saying it's close to 3,000, and Hamas brags of this — if you have 1,000 rockets to send out in one night, do you still classify as unarmed in the view of Teen Vogue? This is bizarre almost beyond belief. The latest headlines from Israel, and by the way, reading the different reports here from the New York Times and Washington Post, they're all biased, and they're biased, as usual, in favor of the underdog. And clearly Hamas is viewed as the underdog, even though they started this fight, they did, with their launch of missiles everywhere. But Associated Press actually had a pretty good coverage that was fair. And they, by the way, I think very cleverly have two reporters. One, Fariz Akram, which is a Islamic name. It's a Arab name. And Joseph Fetterman, which could be, usually often is, a Jewish name. And so they have this Dateline Gaza Strip. Israel on Wednesday, that would be yesterday, pressed ahead with a fierce military offensive in the Gaza Strip, killing as many as 10 senior Hamas military figures and toppling a pair of high-rise towers housing Hamas facilities and airstrikes. Now, they also reported the toppling of these towers in the New York Times, but they just said they were towers. They were like regular condo buildings. They didn't specify that they were Hamas facilities, which they are. Hamas, the Islamist group that rules Gaza and its allies, continue to fire rockets into civilian areas across central and southern Israel. Wow. More than 1,000 rockets had been fired from Gaza by Wednesday night, most of them intercepted by an anti-missile defense system, the Israeli military said. So what else do you say to answer people like Teen Vogue? And a new poll about how Americans feel about Israel and the Palestinians, coming up on the MedVed Show.
Long-time caller, long-time listener.
The Michael Medved Show.
You're one of the most brilliant guys on the air, TV or radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that makes them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or mypillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book. Free! Darwin's Three Big Ideas that Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show. Everything ties together. There's an observation by the Wall Street Journal that I think ties together part of what we're seeing in terms of our domestic politics with what is going on in the other side of the world right now. In other words, the ongoing war
which President Biden said will be over sooner rather than later. I hope he is correct. I hope we are successful, the United States, with sending some representatives over there to try to calm tensions. I'm not sure what you do when you're dealing with a terrorist regime that is determined to, quote, win prestige and support from the so-called Arab street by showing that they can still send hundreds, thousands of rockets against Israeli civilian targets. But here is something the Wall Street Journal said in an editorial under the heading Hamas Tests Israel and Biden. They say the White House has given the Democratic left virtually everything it could hope for since Inauguration Day. But if there's one issue on which the administration still sounds more like the old guard, it's the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It has not endorsed the left's distorted interpretation of the conflict as a dichotomy of privilege and victimhood, with Israel responsible for everything wrong. That position will come under pressure if casualties mount and passions rise. Let's hope Mr. Biden is prepared to affirm that America's top regional alliance is more important than the dictates of social justice ideology. And there's also this, in the midst of a shouting match yesterday with a House committee that was investigating the handling by the acting Secretary of Defense in January 6th, Christopher Miller, his handling of the attack on the Capitol building, and people saying, you're ridiculous, no, you're ridiculous, you're ridiculous, and both sides sounding plenty ridiculous, frankly. With all of that going on, there was another episode, and it was an episode that actually addressed attention paid by Nancy Pelosi in her press conference this morning. She does a press conference every Thursday. And right now, she's concerned about a different war, the war between Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. I sort of see this like two monsters. It's King Kong versus Godzilla. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What happened between them? Well, enough so that Nancy Pelosi wants a full-out investigation by the Ethics Committee. Here's what
it was reported to our office about what happened as the members were leaving the floor yesterday, the verbal assault and real abuse of our colleague, Congresswoman AOC. It's so beyond the pale of anything that is in keeping with bringing honor to the House or not bringing dishonor to the House. It's so beyond the pale that you wonder, is this, it probably is a matter for the Ethics Committee. But that's up to someone. I've always kept the leadership offices separate from any motions to take anything to ethics. But as one who served on the Ethics Committee for 7 years, 6 years is the maximum. They asked me to serve another year. That's how I paid my dues to the caucus. This is beneath the dignity of a person serving in the Congress of the United States and is a cause for trauma and fear among members.
Okay, trauma and fear, that may be a bit overstated. Here is the way the Washington Post reported the confrontation. Actually, it's not the Washington Post, it's NBC News, but it's the same perspective. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday, today, that Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia and her decision to scream at Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez outside the House chamber is behavior that may need to be investigated by the House Ethics Committee. I love the way they say her decision to scream.
as if she's standing there, hey, should I scream at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or should I not scream? Should I speak politely? Okay, she screamed. Pelosi said at her weekly news conference that the incident, which she called a verbal assault and abuse of the New York Democrat, was reported to her leadership office. And the speaker added, this is beneath the dignity of a person serving in the Congress of the United States, and it has caused for trauma and fear among members, especially on the heels of an insurrection on which the minority in the committee yesterday denied ever happened. Pelosi called Green's behavior egregious and said the House Republican Conference should create some sort of respectable behavior standard for them. Okay, apparently what people are saying, and there were several people who were witnesses to this was similar to something that Marjorie Taylor Greene, before she was in Congress, did with one of the Parkland teenage activists. You remember he came to Washington to lobby for gun regulation and basically against Second Amendment rights and positions. And she was following him and screaming on him while she was being videotaped. And again, was it rude? It was rude. Is it basis for trauma and fear and terror? I'm really not at all sure. Pelosi's comments came after Green caused a scene outside the House chamber yesterday when she accosted Ocasio-Cortez. Green, who has had prior incidents of accosting and chasing people in public she disagrees with, yelled that the New York Democrat backs groups like Black Lives Matter, calling them terrorists, according to the account in the Washington Post, which was witnessed by two reporters. On Thursday morning, Green mocked Ocasio-Cortez for supporting police reform and then wanting them to intervene in the incident. Now, what is that? Here's what that is. Green wrote on Twitter that Ocasio-Cortez supports defund the police, but wants to call the police for security if she's afraid of debating with me about her socialist environmental plan. Green called Ocasio-Cortez a fraud and a hypocrite. Hey, Alexandria! Green yelled twice, according to the Washington Post report. You don't care about the American people! Green was heard shouting at Ocasio-Cortez, why do you support terrorists and Antifa? Ocasio-Cortez ignored Green and walked away, at one point turned around and threw her hands up in a frustrated way. Okay, isn't it fair to classify Antifa as terrorists? And certainly it's fair to count Hamas as terrorists. And does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez support Hamas? Well, enough so that she attacked a fellow Democrat for siding with Israel. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
But I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says his administration is keeping a close eye on the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
There has not been a significant overreaction.
Biden telling reporters the U.S. diplomatic community is fully involved in efforts to encourage a de-escalation of the violence.
The question is how we get to a point where there is a significant reduction in the attacks.
Biden also speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing new guidelines saying fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask or physically distance during outdoor or indoor activities, large or small. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Michael Medved show talking about the war at home. It is a political combat. It shouldn't be a war for the total destruction of one side or the other. But clearly, when it comes to commentary about what is going on in Israel, there is a very, very clear division between a people who side with the terrorist group known as Hamas. And it's not just me calling them a terrorist group. They are proudly a terrorist group. They proudly call in their charter, which was published as recently as 1988. I know they have a more recent charter, which is supposed to be somewhat more moderate. I've read both of them. And both of them call for the destruction of the state of Israel. And they also sanction jihad and violence as a way of achieving it. And Hamas has actually killed people. And not a small number of people over the years. And the question I would ask anybody who takes their side, and there are people who take their side, for instance, this has become an issue in the New York mayoral campaign. And what I was going to mention was, when I say that I would ask anyone who takes their side, I'd ask them, what is it you expect a sovereign nation with a serious military to do? If there are rockets that are being sent over to kill people, to destroy property, to attack schools, to hit buses, and to injure literally hundreds of people who have been injured in Israel now, how do you stop that? And there are no demands that Hamas has issued other than the demand that Israel should go away. There's this headline in the New York Times. Yang, meaning
Andrew Yang, who continues to run ahead in the polling for mayor of New York. Yang walks back stance on Israel after backlash about airstrike statement. Okay, this is incredible because we're talking about New York City, where there are a lot of Jewish people in New York City. It's the biggest Jewish city in the world in terms of population. Tel Aviv now is close. And yes, they used to say there are more Jews in New York than in all of Israel. That's not true anymore because Israel has had a rising population. There are now over 8 million Jews in Israel. But in New York, there is, just as a one city population, if you talk about the five boroughs, it's a very big Jewish population, which represents a significant portion of the vote. And Andrew Yang, and no, he doesn't look Jewish, and he isn't, but he's had a lot of support, particularly from Orthodox Jewish organizations, because he seems to be a little bit more sympathetic to religious people than are many of the Democrats who are running. Here's the way the New York Times covers this story. As the Israeli-Palestinian conflict erupted this week, Andrew Yang issued a statement on Monday that in years past might have seemed politically unremarkable, perhaps even expected, from a leading candidate to be New York City's next mayor. Quote, "I'm standing with the people of Israel who are coming under bombardment, attacks, and condemn the Hamas terrorists," Mr. Yang said. "The people of New York City will always stand with our brothers and sisters in Israel who face down terrorism and persevere." Okay, does that strike you as a radical statement? Something wrong with that? 1-800-955-1776. No, it's a perfectly fine, acceptable standard statement. It's a kind of statement that all kinds of people, Republicans and Democrats, have been making recently. Then came the backlash, the Times reports. At a campaign stop in Queens, Mr. Yang was confronted about his statement and its failure to mention the Palestinians, including children, who were killed in Israeli airstrikes. Mr. Yang was uninvited from an event hosted by the Astoria Welfare Society to distribute food at the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, fresh from her battle with Marjorie Taylor Greene, actually it was before her battle with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a New York Democrat, they report here, as if you didn't know, who has condemned the occupation of Palestine, called Mr. Yang and his statement utterly shameless, noting that it came during the holy month of Ramadan. And Mr. Yang acknowledged that volunteers with his own campaign, part of the Yang Gang, were upset by his statement, prompting him to release a new one on Wednesday, admitting that his first was overly simplistic and failed to acknowledge the pain and the suffering on both sides. And then he said, "I mourn for every Palestinian life taken before its time, as I do for every Israeli." Mr. Yang's clarification reflects the reality that what was once a given in New York City politics, unequivocal support for Israel, has become a much more complicated proposition for Democratic candidates. Okay, it shouldn't be a complicated proposition. And there's actually a brand new Gallup poll. The timing is fascinating. According to an annual Gallup poll on a country's favorability ratings, and this came out in February, so it's right up to date, Israel is the seventh most favorable country among all Americans, as 75% of Americans say that they see Israel as very favorable or mostly favorable. That's 3 out of 4. That's pretty good. Israel's favorability of 75% compared to just 66% in 2013. In other words, I think part of this was all the positive developments during the Trump administration, developments that involved the Abraham Accords, the moving of the embassy. And I won't say that Israel's propensity of having unsettled elections helped, but going up from 66% to 75% in just 5 years is pretty good. The this is the second highest 75% favorability rating Israel has ever had. They were higher slightly during the 1991 Gulf War when the U.S. public was exposed to Iraqi missiles hitting Israel. According to Gallup in the latest poll, 85% of Republicans view Israel favorably, compared with 77% of independents and 64% of Democrats. Iran and the Palestinian Authority, they don't have such good ratings. 13% have a favorable view of Iran. Who are they? 30% have a favorable view of the Palestinian Authority, but they're below Cuba and are among the least favorable countries, along with North Korea, China, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Russia. By the way, the countries at the top of the list, most favorable, Canada, not surprising, 92% see our northern border neighbor favorably. Great Britain, France, 87%, and Japan, 84%. In Germany, 64%. 84%, pardon me, in India, 77%. Okay, this is, to me, fascinating and it's important because it gives you some background to just how radical and extreme the Democratic Party has become. If it's controversial to give a simple statement that we stand with Israel, which has been bombarded with rockets. Now, France has a favorable rating, right? But guess what? They also may have a civil war looming in France. We'll get to that story coming up in the Medved Show.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Michael Medved show, talking about a headline that is fairly attention-getting, it seems to me, certainly relevant to what many, many Americans fear. There are real fears about the level of conflict and political battle in the United States of America, even within the Republican Party, especially after yesterday's removal of Liz Cheney as the number three ranked Republican in the House. We'll be talking a little bit later with a candidate for governor in California, who I think has an excellent chance, not a sure thing, but he has a real chance, let me put it that way, to be the next governor of California. Next hour, we're going to be speaking to the former mayor of San Diego, whose name is Kevin Faulkner. And he has just introduced a radical tax plan that should be very, very popular in the Golden State, eliminating taxes for couples on the first $100,000 they earn. In other words, you would only pay taxes, state taxes, if you're a couple on more than $100,000 in income, whatever you earn above that. Fascinating concept. We will be speaking with Mayor Faulkner about that. There's also this in from France, and it's fairly amazing. And think about what it would mean in America if we were in this situation. They, of course, are getting ready for an election. And it's fascinating to me that the French left, which used to be dominant, the Communist Party used to be a very formidable factor in French politics, and certainly the Socialist Party, there were presidents of France like Mitterrand and Giscard d'Estaing, who were very much identified with the Socialist Party for years. But now they're anticipating that the election is going to be between the center-right, which is President Macron, and the far-right, which is Marine Le Pen. But in any event, here's the story. The French Prime Minister and the chief of staff of the army have condemned an anonymous letter signed by people claiming to be active duty troops, warning about impending civil war in France. It is unclear how many soldiers are actually behind the letter. The second such message from active duty or retired military personnel to appear in recent months. The managing editor of a French newspaper, Valeurs Actuelles,
the right-wing magazine that published both letters, said that the latest was from active military personnel and that a bailiff would certify their signatures. When that might happen was unclear. The anonymous letter addressed to President Macron said, "We see violence in our towns and our villages. We see communitarianism taking hold in the public space, in public debate. We see hatred of France and its history becoming the norm." Sound familiar? When they use the term communitarianism, that's basically the French equivalent of race consciousness, where people would say that your real history is not as a Frenchman, it's based upon whatever nationality you might identify with. There are a lot of immigrants from the former French colonies in Africa. There are lots and lots of Islamic immigrants from North Africa, which where there was also a French colonial presence, obviously, in countries like Algeria and Tunisia. The word communitarianism is frequently used in France to describe resistance to the supposedly universal and colorblind French model of society. The letter continued, "A civil war is brewing in France, and you know it perfectly well. If an insurrection breaks out," the letter said, "the military will maintain order on its own soil." The anonymous letter came in support of a previous one signed by some 1,500 identified military personnel, including dozens of generals, which described France as being in a state of disarray and warned of a possible coup in thinly veiled terms. The second letter, which is open for readers to sign, had garnered some 250,000 signatures of support as of yesterday. Okay, this is not a coup right now, but what's fascinating to me is you look at that country trying to defend its past, and they have a lot more to defend than the United States. I mean, the French were pretty brutal in their colonizing, not as brutal as the Belgians, but certainly far worse than the British in colonies they established around the world. They also were driven out by brutal wars from their colonial possessions, not by largely nonviolent movements like what drove the British out of India. The French were driven out of Algiers after a real bloodletting, and of course they were driven out of Vietnam, and which was formerly a French colony, French possession. Now, all of this coming at a time when Macron, and it seems to me incredible, is trying to worship at the altar of Napoleon. Now, Napoleon Bonaparte was not an advocate of ordered liberty. He was not an advocate of anything that we should honor in particular. And there were literally hundreds of thousands of human beings, probably close to a million, who died because of imperial wars that Napoleon waged everywhere. And yet the exaltation of Napoleon is coming back in France. I think what's important here is we should understand that with all of our problems of political correctness and race consciousness and the difficulties we have is, should America be taught that the country began in 1619? It didn't. Or did the country actually begin in 1776? Were the founders racist or not? Actually, we're just posting a new podcast in our In Light of History series about racism and the founders. And I think it's going to amaze you when you go listen to it, as all Medhead members can. That's very important. But the fact that this is going on around the world is also important. We're not alone in America, but we are alone in terms of having such an embarrassing mayor in our largest city. Well, only for a few months more, but Bill de Blasio, he was grossing everyone out by eating a burger and fries on live TV trying to incentivize people to get vaccinated. Listen to clip 7.
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill Neathart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast? Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
I'm getting a very good feeling. Is that a reflection of Chris Matthews, who felt a thrill up his leg when he listened to an Obama speech? Are there people here who will miss de Blasio when he leaves after his terms? I mean, really? Miss Bill de Blasio? It should be more entertaining when the new mayor, who is very likely to be either Andrew Yang or Eric Adams, a former police captain, who would be, I believe it's the second black mayor of New York City after David Dinkins. Okay, there is so much more to cover. We have, as I mentioned, another mayor, and a much more capable mayor than Bill de Blasio ever was, Kevin Faulkner, who's a great mayor of San Diego. He's a Republican. He is a mainstream conservative Republican, particularly on economic issues. We'll talk about the new tax plan he has in mind if he's lucky enough to win the recall of Governor Newsom and then win the campaign for replacing Governor Newsom that he's waging against, well, Caitlyn Jenner, among others. We'll also later be talking to Alan Dershowitz about some of the legal claims that are being made against Israel and the Jewish people. That and much more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.